This holiday season will be like no other. Many will see their loved ones by Zoom. No more going off to grandmother's house we go. Like much of our lives, downsizing our activities, even our decorations, now seem to be in vogue. For Delmarva Public Media's essayist, George Merrill, it all comes down to an artificial Christmas tree.
30 years ago, we bought an artificial Christmas tree. It was shortly after we first moved to St. Michael's. The tree was magnificent. It looked as alive as anything that isn't can. The tree was humongous, a good 10 feet tall, thick, and reaching up beyond the living room rafters. It filled the corner of the room. However, in the last few years, it seemed a production to have to assemble and decorate it. Since the trunk of the tree originally came in 2 5-foot sections, my wife, Jo, proposed that we simply use one half of the tree trunk, reducing its height by half, in effect, downsizing. Using only half the tree was an inspired idea. However, Jo and I have differences about tinsel. She likes it, I don't. Tinsel has to be put on or removed limb by limb, and in some cases, one strand at a time. Tinsel clings to me like the styrofoam peanuts that swarm from the box as they arrive and attack me like mosquitoes. Jo and I have resolved our tinsel differences amicably. I simply will not get involved with the tinsel. Either it's going on or it's coming off. It's entirely up to her to hang or remove it. This suits her well, as she doesn't have to listen to me grouse about it anymore. A cloud hangs over this holiday's festivities. The coronavirus has renewed its assaults on us with a vengeance. I think of the delights of roaming around department stores, attending parties, and going to midnight church services. I like the get-togethers with friends and neighbors and catching up with relatives we've not seen for a year. These have become dangerous activities. I miss being with family for the holidays in our traditional ways. To grandmother's house we go, the popular song states, but Christmas dinner at grandma's in 2020 could be the worst thing for grandma, grandpa, and the whole family. The virtual era has begun in earnest. We remain connected, but in new and strange ways. Now we Zoom. Eventually we do accommodate to the demands of reality, and this is a good thing. So we will have to accommodate to a virtual world until we can be with one another as three-dimensional beings again, rather than just as two-dimensional kind that the pandemic has forced upon us. For now, though, the weal and woe of this holiday season, we can always enjoy the comfort of our Christmas trees. But for those of you who prefer live trees, best to act soon. I am told that this year live Christmas trees have become hot items, even more than toilet paper was last spring. I wonder why. George Merrill on the shore.